This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Trade rumors and being identified, that's a compliment, I would imagine. Or has that been weird getting used to?
The trade stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fun for me. I mean, July is awesome. I think everyone in the clubhouse gets excited just seeing where guys are going to go around the league. And you don't know. And I think that's exciting. And being someone that could get traded, it would be exciting. I mean, I do love Minnesota, and I love where I'm at. So it would be sad, definitely hard to go. But at the end of the day, it's never up to me. And
listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we glide into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. And we're taking you up until 10 o'clock tonight. We got 8:30, New England Nightly News. I think we all know what that story is. It's the number one story on the internet today. And that is the Coldplay kiss cam affair that shocked the nation. We'll have that in about a half hour. Next hour, we will have the Arcan Fire at 9:30. No dongs tonight. There's no dongs to report on. We really wrung out the dongs this week. You know, we did our best. And we will have normal dongs, of course, starting next week. Or, you know, as normal as the dong report ever is. But in the meantime, wanted to do an exercise here with you, Joe, where we sort of go back and forth and go over every potential player that the Red Sox have been, even in it, if it's like, it doesn't have to be something that Rosenthal or Olney or Passan or Bradford or any of those guys reported. It can just be stuff that we saw thrown out there. Like this thing today in CBS Sports, the Jaren Duran for Class A thing. Like, that's just someone's prediction. Like, so just anything at all right? Anything that you've seen the Red Sox connected to basically anybody. We'll put those names down. We'll have a master list. We'll have them ranked by how much we would like that move if that ends up being someone that they trade for. And we'll just sort of go back and forth for a little bit. So I'll go ahead and start it off with a very obvious, very big name, and that is Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan is my guy. Now, you and I have both been working on these Red Sox games. Joe, you've done more games than I have, but you and I have worked on a lot of games this year. And Joe Ryan is a guy who I've seen pitch and who has pitched against the Red Sox. And I think that when you look at the various potential outcomes out there, Joe Ryan, to me, is one of the best ones that you can – is one of the best possible scenarios is you landing Joe Ryan. Even if you don't – even if you lose the trade, and I don't mean like lose it by a lot, but even like, you know, if you trade Anthony Meyer and Jaren Duran for him or something crazy like that, which you'd never do, but like, you know, even if you don't win the trade, like blowout style win the trade, I think that's one of the best possible outcomes that you can have at this trade deadline as a team, as an organization, is if you end up with Joe Ryan.
I agree. Like the big fish out there, if you want to make that big splash, is Joe Ryan. If the Twins put him out there, I think the big thing is if Minnesota is going to put him on the trade block if they would accept some kind of deal. Because the Twins are just this weird franchise where we're in the middle where they probably should sell, but they're still hanging on to that last little bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do decide to go down the sell route, Joe Ryan is that number one name, and I agree with you. I would love to see Joe Ryan. That, to me, is the big fish when it comes to you have the number one need of starting pitcher. He's the top guy out there. Maybe you have to overpay. Maybe you have to include Jarren Duran or one of these top pitching prospects mm-hmm. in Portland. But Joe Ryan, I think, is the guy that is worth doing that.
All right, so I have Joe Ryan on my list. I'll put him in the number one tier. It's just someone that we'd all like. Maybe our number one guy at the top of everybody's board. Like, you know how T. Higgins was going to be the number one free agent in the NFL and ended up being Milton Williams. Joe Ryan, for me, number one trade block target for the Red Sox that I'd like to see them realistically go after. Give me a name.
I think when you're looking for a spot in the lineup, I think the big name that's out there is Ryan O'Hearn. He's probably the best bat that is out there on the market for a Baltimore team that's really going nowhere. It gets difficult because it is an in-division trade.
Right.
Baltimore might be a little hesitant to make a deal with the Sox as opposed to someone maybe on the West Coast or in any other division like the Astros or whatever. But he is a power bat, which you lost in Raffy Devers.
Yes.
He can fill your designated hitter spot and also play first base. I mean, in the field, first base is the biggest one out there. But if you have him in a rotation, first base, DH as well, you can still sort of keep that outfield sort of platoon with putting Ref Snyder in there against lefties and still having Willy Abreu. Roman Anthony can play every day. I think if you have O'Hearn in that mix, that is a great spot to be in. So
yeah.
Ryan O'Hearn for me is the bat to try and look for.
Ryan O'Hearn I really like a lot too. He would essentially be replacing Abraham Toro. I mean, that, you know, you'd still have Romy Gonzalez there as a right-handed bat. How are O'Hearn's splits? Is he very lefty, you know, is he like a typical one of those guys, or is he, can he hit lefties at all?
I think he's a guy that could hit lefties. I'm not 100% sure. I'm going to look up his numbers right now.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking them up right now. Keep going. Keep going on O'Hearn. What else do you like
but
about
him? Yeah, O'Hearn is just someone that is a home run threat. I mean, he doesn't have the same presence as Raffy Devers, but really when you look at the Sox lineup, there's not really someone that you're penciling circling in like you did Raffy Devers. Maybe you have that with Bregman, but he's not the same kind of player that Devers is, who can hit a home run just like that. So I think you bring in a little bit of that power back into the lineup, and that lineup gets much better.
Yeah, you certainly do. Bad news. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not bad news because they do have Roman Gonzalez. But he is a career 195 hitter against lefties this year. He's hitting 300 against righties and 220 against lefties, which isn't quite so bad. But that is a 280 slugging percent. Yeah, you're still platooning here. If you get Ryan O'Hearn and you want him to be your first baseman, you'd still be platooning him, I think. I'd still platoon him with Romy Gonzalez. And also, I'd like Romy Gonzalez. I'd want to keep putting Gonzalez in the lineup about as often as you can. But yeah, you would be, that would in effect be a Abraham Toro replacement. It would be a good one. I mean, I like Ryan O'Hearn. And I thought he was going to be, after last year, I thought the Orioles were going to be good again. I thought they were going to, when they started selling off pieces, I was like, well, wait a minute, this isn't what you do when you have a good bounce-back season, but that's what they did. And their young core is now, you know, the only thing they really have going for them, and they're putting up some numbers, you know, Henderson and Holiday, those guys are playing okay, but they aren't really a team anymore. They were a team, like, they were a promising team, and now they're just this weird cellar-dwelling in-between kind of, what do we do with this 31-year-old DH who was an impact player for us like 2 years ago and like was going to be part of the future and all this, and now they're looking to trade him. I would absolutely take a flyer on him, but I agree with what you said before, Joe, which is in division you're going to have to pay a higher price than teams out of division and out of league too, National League team, all that. They're much more likely to want to have to deal with somebody not in the American League East. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put Sandy Alcantara on the list because that's a name I've been seeing since the offseason. Sandy Alcantara is someone that people have been talking about since the offseason, even maybe last year. I remember there was rumors coming out around him. And I want to get this name out here because while Ryan and O'Hearn are two guys I would really like to see, I don't want to see this team even pursue Sandy Alcantara. I don't think Sandy Alcantara has much left in the tank. And I know he's a young player, but coming back from that injury, he has not looked the same. and I don't want to give up any sort of real assets to bring him in here and hope that a change of scenery from Miami to Boston is exactly what this guy needs to start pitching better. I think that is way too risky of a move. I think you need actual legitimate help in the rotation, someone established, not someone that you're trying to reacclimate to being a good pitcher. They've done that before. I mean, listen, it's not like it'd be the first time that's ever happened. They've done it in history. They did it last couple of years. Corey Kluber, James Paxton, twice. You know, like it's been kind of a thing with these Red Sox. And Alcantara, again, is not old like those guys were. But I still am not really interested in going down that road. And I think that he's got teammates that I'd much rather have. There's other pitchers that I'd much rather they go after. Alcantara is a name because he won the Cy Young, but I just think that should be off of everyone's list. Like, I don't even think he should be on Breslow's list. So I'm going to put him lowest possible, do not want, stay away, don't buy. Like, that's, you know, like Jim Cramer. Like, that's what I'm going to say. Don't buy on Alcantara.
I guess in terms of a quote-unquote big splash, Sandy Alcantara is a big name, but he's, as you said, he's regressed the past couple of years, where if Joe Ryan wasn't on that list, they could do what Craig Breslow and just all these Sox teams at the trade deadline has done, take a flyer on a guy, and maybe you strike gold with Alcantara, and he's able to come through.
But, he has a 7.22 ERA right now.
Right, but those numbers are why you sort of take that step back and be like, you know what, let's not take the flyer.
And he's not even that young either. I thought he was 27. He's 29. So, you know, I mean, like, it's not like you're talking about some very young, cost controlled guy. You're talking about a guy with, you know, whatever he's got there and a fastball that he can't really command anymore and just a career that's starting to get away from him. And at some point, I think some team's going to take a flyer on trying to make that into a reclamation project. And can we get Alcantara and bring him back and have this guy be productive again? But I don't want that to be what the Red Sox are looking for. So I'll have him on my list as a DNB. Do not buy.
Yeah, I'd probably put that label on him too. For me, I don't know if this name has been linked to the Red Sox, but I know this team has been linked to the Red Sox, especially in the offseason. The Cardinals were flirting Nolan Arenado out there, obviously, as the third base target before they brought in Alex Bregman. And if there was a potential trade to come up with the Cardinals, I feel like one name you could also throw in there is Ryan Helsley. I think that is a flamethrower in the bullpen, kind of similar to what we talked about with Emmanuel Clase. He provides velocity. He provides certainty to that back end of the bullpen. And the Cardinals are in this weird spot where they're 51-46. They're a game and a half out of a wild card spot.
High on Bloom's Cardinals right there.
Right, yeah. Right. But I don't see this team really sticking where they are. I think they're going to sort of drift to that sell option because Helsley's going to be an impending free agent. So there might be an opportunity. You know, this is Chaim Bloom's golden opportunity to be a buy and a sell. You sell off Ryan Helsley, maybe you get another piece back like a Jaron Duran or whatever. But I absolutely love Ryan Helsley. I think if you get him, even as a rental, you should give him the moon to try and lock up what would be the future of the back end of that bullpen. So
okay.
Ryan Helsley, to me, would be the number one dream target when you're talking about adding to the bullpen.
Okay. I'd have him maybe on my second tier. He's in the top tier of relievers that I'd want, but I don't have any relievers in my top tier. For me, I'm looking still for a power bat, first baseman, and a starting pitcher, first and foremost. And even if that's starting pitcher, I think, first and foremost, even if that means like two starting pitchers, you know, if you want to get another guy like a running mate for Crochet and someone to replace Hunter Dobbins in the back end because you don't trust Tanner Houck or whatever, I'm okay with that too. Certainly no problems for me with that. So I would, you have Helsley as a one. I'd probably have him as a two. So I'm going to go ahead and
sort of the back half of the one for me. I still think, you know, every playoff team needs an add at the bullpen.
Okay. I'm going to go with Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton is the next name I'm going to bring up here. Charlie Morton. Who was it that said that the Red Sox?
Ken Rosenthal.
It was Rose. That's what I thought. All right. Rosenthal floated that name out there. And I'm going to, while I said that I don't want Charlie Morton, I want Charlie Morton more than I want Sandy Alcantara. Okay? I would be more okay with the Red Sox trading for Morton than I would be them trading for Alcantara. Because at the very least, Morton has experience. Morton has certainly, after that terrible start, pitched much, much better over the course of these last couple of months here. he's turning in a respectable season after one of the worst starts I've ever seen. He's very old. Very old. Too old. But also, you would be slotting him at the bottom of the rotation. And I would do it in the sense that I wouldn't give up very much for him.
He would take the Walker Buehler spot.
He would take the Walker Buehler spot, exactly. He would be down, or the Hunter Dobber, whatever. He'd be down in the number four, number five spot. That's where you'd stick him. And I think in that role, Charlie Morton isn't super odious to me. If you bring him in to be Garrett Crochet's running mate, then yes, terrible, terrible plan. But if you bring him in for the Walker Buehler role, exactly what you just said there, Joe, I'm not so put off by the idea of Charlie Morton in that role that I would turn my nose up at it. So I'm going to put him on like the three tier, because there's other pitchers out there who I would rather they went after for that role even. Okay, for that role of a bottom of the rotation guy. There's other names out there, and I'm not sure if we're going to get to them all because we are flapping our gums here. But there are other guys that I'd want over Morton. But I think for in that role, Morton, I could live with. I could live with that. I'm not going to be throwing a parade, but I could live with it. So I'll give that maybe like a three. What would you give Morton? Would you give him anything?
I think
would he be a do not buy for you?
I think for me it's a do not buy. I mean, I should say do not buy with a little asterisk, where I think in the scenario that you're talking about with him taking the Walker Buehler spot and he's a number four or a number five, or you maybe get him and then one other smaller piece. Like, that's another thing we could is an option, is that you might not get that big fish, but if you get two medium-sized fish, and Morton, yes, is 40 years old and he had a really bad start, but he's still kind of like a medium buy, where if you supplement him with another addition to the rotation or the bullpen or whatever, then it could work out.
All right, give me one more name and then let's take a phone call, go to break.
Okay, I'll give you one more. I'll give you Mitch Keller. I think Pirates,
Mitch Keller,
obviously selling off team. I think one of the few teams that are out there, and obviously Pittsburgh's not going to trade for they're not going to trade away Paul Skeens because he's probably the best pitcher on the planet. So one of the other options,
they might trade him one day, but not trading him right now. Yeah.
One day, but no, not right now. They're not that dumb. You bring in Mitch Keller, you have him under team control, and I just really love the stuff that he's got. I think he's a big boost to the bullpen, and he's sort of this star that's waiting to break out. It's just no one really knows about him because he's on a really bad Pittsburgh team. So I would love to see Mitch Keller in this rotation. I think he would serve best as a number two, maybe a number three in this Sox rotation.
Keller just signed a five-year extension last year, so he'd be cost-controlled for a couple of years. He's 29, turns 30. When does he turn 30? He turns 30 in April. So this is his age 29 season. Next year will be his age 30 season. And you'd have him until about 33, 34. If you plan on keeping him that long, who knows? Maybe you turn around and flip him if he's not what you wanted. But he is a guy who's pretty consistent. I mean, he's not a great pitcher, and he hasn't put up great numbers. But he's having a good year. The record doesn't show it, but the peripherals are certainly there.
Yeah, the fact is he's a number two. He's the number two option behind Paul Skeens, and Skeens has been carrying the rotation. Whereas you put him with this rotation, those numbers, I think, will inflate because there's not as much pressure on him with Crochet as the ace, and then Giolito and Bayo.
Okay, so Mitch Keller, he's a one for you, would you say, or a two?
I would probably put him on a high tier two.
High tier two, that's about where I'd have him as well. Yeah, I'd say he's a high tier two. All right, let's go up the list real quick, and I'm just going to give you a name, and you tell me what the max is you would trade for Joe Ryan. What would be like the max you would go?
I think the package is going to be big. I think Duran has to be in it.
Yeah.
Probably you'll have to put in the password over in Worcester. Probably another prospect like a Franklin Arias, and then one of the pitchers in Portland, maybe like a Connolly earlier, Brandon Clark. I know Peyton Tolley is a name that's floated out there, but I would love to see if they can make a move without him in there.
Okay, I would center a deal either around Duran or around Christian Campbell, either one of those two guys. And I know that you and I disagree on trading Campbell, but Ryan's a guy I would do that for. All right, Ryan O'Hearn, how high would you go with him?
I would say, I think every one of these deals has a major leaguer in it just because of the outfield surplus.
Well, it's the Orioles, though. Do they want major leaguers?
True.
Do they just want to rebuild?
True.
You know?
I think with O'Hearn, you could get away with a package that includes like four prospects. So you put like your Stinson Garcia, password, Franklin Arias, maybe Mikey Romero, and then one of those Portland pitchers.
Okay. Yeah, I'd probably go that way too. I think, you know, you can go by with mid-level prospects, not your, you know, crown jewels or anything like that, but young players. I think that's what the Orioles would be looking for. Sandy Alcantara, I would go with a bag of baseballs. How about you?
I would say if you can go low on that kind of deal, you go for it. I think the same package that you have for Joe Ryan and O'Hearn, you shouldn't even sniff that when it gets to Sandy.
All right, what about Ryan Helsley?
That's going to be a big one. I think Durant could be included in the deal for Helsley. Yep.
Okay.
I think he's included. I would honestly say like the same package or a similar package to Joe Ryan.
Okay. Yeah, I might go that way. Again though, for Durant, I feel like if you're trading Durant, I don't want a reliever back. I feel like that's a big enough swap and a big enough name that you should be able to get some starting pitching help. Charlie Morton, I would go mid to low level prospects for him. I'd imagine that's what they'd be looking for.
Same here.
And Mitch Keller, how high would you go with him?
I would probably, again, do a sort of a prospect-centered package, probably same as...
Keller, they're probably asking a lot for him, I would
yeah,
think.
You might need to throw, like, another low, you know, maybe a high A sort of prospect. Just a lot of big names out there. You might need to get Tolley in there, but, again, I don't want to see him in a deal.
Yeah, I think Pittsburgh would ask for Campbell, and I wouldn't do that for him. All right, there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We only got the six names, but... We'll see. If the Red Sox end up trading for any of these guys, we will go back and revisit the deal, and we will grade it based against our own standards there. Johnny is in Brooklyn. He has a thought. Go ahead, Johnny.
Arcan, thanks for taking the call.
You guys
follow the team more closely than I do, but I'm just wondering, I'm not totally sold on the offense here, and I'm just wondering, you know, you guys are all pitchers. Is there any chance they're going to, bolster the offense at all? Let me know what you think. Thanks, guys.
Sure. Listen, Ryan O'Hearn would be a boost to the offense for sure. Matt Olson would be a boost to the offense for sure. He was on my list. We didn't get to him. There's a bunch of players that they're still on there. Daniel Cabral, these guys that we never got to. But Matt Olson, certainly someone they've been rumored to be interested in. Power-hitting first baseman. 30 years old, I think. 29, 30 years old. All-star caliber player. Braves team that's sort of like the... You know, they're not as good as the Cardinals, but they're in that weird in-between.
Yeah,
it's
they're
like,
in
what
that
are
in-between.
They? Yeah.
It's like you should sell off, but... It's still a pretty talented roster.
Right, but we're good enough that if we go on a run, then who knows, maybe we're back in the wild card. Like, it's one of those deals, which is why it's hard. And Jeff Passan said this to us weeks ago after the Devers trade. He said it's not going to be a really great deadline, guys. Just don't get your hopes up. You know, the really good players are either going to get re-signed or they're going to stick around and, you know, wait it out or whatever. But it's just these teams aren't going to be willing to give up on their guys like that unless there's a real problem like there was here with Devers. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's Joe Braverman. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, the New England Nightly News will tackle the story that has captured the imagination of the entire world, and that is the Coldplay Kiss Cam extravaganza dilemma, if you will. And we'll get to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next.
New England Nightly News.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This concert was last night. And I already feel like the story is just gone a million miles. I mean, it's just it's out of control now. I mean, there's no point in even really. I guess this is technically piling on, but it's not like I can just ignore this. People care about this. People care about what happened at that concert last night. People have opinions on this, guys, on these two people from this company I never heard of, and I still now don't understand what the company does. I had someone explain it to me, and then I went to their website, and I read their description of what the company is, and I still have no idea what this company does. And it's AI. It's something with AI. Something with AI data management, I think. I honestly have no idea. It's so far over my head, I would sound like an idiot if I even tried to talk about it. But I'll tell you, and I said this in the crossover, what astounded me about all this was the fact that I don't consider myself to be particularly famous. I don't think I'm a famous person. Like, some people recognize me very rarely when I'm out and around town. Like, when I'm in a game or something, people might recognize me more just because,
you're local famous.
The show, yeah, right. Like, we have the shows up on the Jumbotron sometime at Fenway. Like, it's cool. And that's once in a while, I'll get that. It doesn't happen very much, but sometimes it does. And it's very nice when it happens, by the way. If you ever see me out, don't feel like, oh, I can't talk to him. Come right up. I welcome that. I think it's very nice. I love talking with my people. But I don't consider myself particularly famous. I think I'm more famous than this CEO of this company. I think. I mean, maybe I'm not, but I think I am. Most people listening right now probably also think that. I've been on the air in Boston for 10 years.
I know you, and I've never heard of this guy.
Right. I've been on the air in Boston for about a decade. Not quite that long full time, but, a while. Some people know me. They found this guy so fast. They found him. They found her. They found the coworker who was there with them laughing on the side, which was the funniest part of the video, by the way. There was a lot of funny parts of the video. The initial reaction, hilarious. The way that she sort of spun off to the side and he just, I don't even know how to say it. He receded into the aisle as the camera hit them, which as many people have said, oh, if you had just stayed there, if you didn't do all that, then no one would have found out. You're right. Like, no one would have found out. I don't know about that. I mean, it was a big concert. A lot of people at that concert. And there was a lot of people looking at the screen. And if you looked up at the screen and you saw that, you'd be like, oh, whoa, who was that? And if you happen to know one of those people or whatever, you'd say, hey, well, I know that guy. But that's like a 10% chance of that happening, maybe. Not zero, but it's like maybe a 10% chance someone's going to recognize you like that at a concert. But now everybody in the world knows these people. I'm not going to say their name. If you want to look up their names, you can go do it. But I'm not going to pile on that much. everybody knows these two now. And you want to know why? You want to know why this took off the way it did? You want to know why this is happening? This is my theory. You're not going to like it. I guarantee you're not going to like this theory. This is happening because of Jeffrey Epstein. Let me explain. I know. But let me explain. The reason why this is happening because of Jeffrey Epstein is because we were promised a public shaming. Were we not promised a public shaming we're going to release the list and we're going to have everybody on the list. We're going to take them out into the town square and we're going to flog them. You know, we're going to release these names. Everyone's going to know these names. And then all of a sudden, we're not going to release the names. And then all of a sudden, there are no names and there's no list. And then all of a sudden, what do you mean? What list? What's a list? And then all of a sudden, the Democrats made the list. I don't want to make this political. I honestly don't. I'm trying not to here. Okay. But just the fact that that was all promised and this was going to be a thing that we were all as a community. And listen, whether you are a liberal or a conservative or what, we all agree. Jeffrey Epstein, bad guy, right? I think we're all in agreement on that one. We all agree that that is a bad guy. Okay. I know this is a controversial statement I'm making, but I think I'm on pretty solid ground making it.
Yes!
Thank you, Mad Dog. That crosses party lines, and very few things do these days. Jeffrey Epstein, we can all agree. It's like the Crips and the Bloods holding up their bandanas. We all agree, bad guy. That could have united, that list coming out, that could have united the nation. It really could have. We could have bonded against the common enemy. But instead, no Epstein list, and so now you have a public frothing at the mouth, basically, for the public humiliation that we were anticipating, and we did not get. I'm serious about this. This is honestly my theory, because I don't think this would have taken off quite the way it did. The reaction was funny. I mean, it was like, oh, ha-ha. But people were hunting down the two people in the video and the other girl in the video, and then they're spamming the spouses, and it's just this whole crazy thing. And I'm like, why is everyone going so crazy about this? And I think it's because of Jeffrey Epstein. I think that's why. That's my theory. We were promised a public flogging, and we didn't get it. And as as the mob rule goes, you don't just let the mob cannot go unsatiated, okay? You're going to have to get it from somewhere. It's not going to be from the Epstein list. It's going to be from something else. And this is it. These people are getting, and they probably deserve, I mean, listen, come on. How comfortable are you that you're at that concert with your coworkers bumping and grinding like it's an R. Kelly show? I will give everyone involved a little bit of credit. It was an age-appropriate office romance, which you don't often see that, okay?
Well, that's just what we saw on the camera.
Well, I'm just saying, between those two people, it appeared they were age-appropriate for each other. I'm sure that's of no consolation to the spouses here, but it is just a thing that I happen to notice. What do you mean, what we saw on camera? What are you talking about?
Oh, I was just saying, like, you know, maybe they were doing more... Not just
well, whatever they were doing, it doesn't matter. They're age appropriate. The point is, it was age appropriate.
Okay,
their actual behavior may not have been appropriate.
They're in the age range.
The age was appropriate.
Gotcha.
Not like Bill and Jordan here. I mean, we're talking about, you know, couple of people in there. What's that old people dating website? It's like goldenyears.com or whatever. What's that thing called? Hopefully, I never have to sign up for it. But there is like ourtime.com. Yeah, our time. There's your ad for ourtime.com right there. And also maybe Cialis. But anyway.
New sponsor now in the Christian Arkin Show.
That's right. That is my theory. I think it's a solid theory. I know there's some people probably laughing it off. Oh, Arkin doesn't know what he's talking about. I think I'm on to something here. I really do. That being said, if they had stayed still and not reacted the way that they did, this certainly wouldn't have gone viral in the same way. They could have been found out, but it wouldn't have gone viral like this. I mean, there's absolutely no way that that would have happened. And while it seemed as though they were very comfortable, they weren't so comfortable. Like, I saw people online being like, you don't know what their home status was like. Maybe they're in open marriages. Maybe there's this. Maybe they're that. Well, if they were, then they're not blasting apart like that. You know what I mean? They're not, oh my God, get off the kiss cam, blah, 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 blah. And then there's this. We're still doing these kiss cam, you know, like, is this still a thing? I'm very surprised that that's still something that's going on, like at concerts. At a ball game, maybe, yeah, okay, but like at concerts? You're doing those things at concerts? That's a little weird, considering that most people at concerts are blitzed, you know? Like, you put the camera on a crowd at a concert, you might see some weird stuff. Like, people do weird stuff at concerts. And at Coldplay, I mean, my God. That's why you shouldn't go.
I feel like Coldplay, though, is more family-friendly.
Maybe. That. I mean, listen. There's a couple of families not too happy with the people at the Coldplay show these days. I hate Coldplay. I am not a fan of their music.
What did you say in the crossover? Too much piano?
Too much piano for me. And it's not to say I don't like piano. I do. I love piano. In fact, I played the piano when I was a kid. I played old Scott Joplin songs at like recitals and stuff. I'm not kidding. Maybe I'll find some old footage of that someday. I'm sure my parents still have it. But I was a pretty good piano player when I was a kid. And I used to play Scott Joplin like ragtime songs at piano recitals. And it was pretty good. So I love piano. It's not that I don't like piano. I just don't like Coldplay piano. Billy Joel, Scott Joplin, Ray Charles, Thelonious Monk. You know, there's a lot of great pianists out there. But I when I hear, what's that song? The song with the piano that Coldplay was, Clocks? I hate that song. Oh, my God, do I hate that song. Whenever I think of Coldplay, I just think of that one stupid song.
Yeah, one of the rejoins I played earlier was the Sky Full of Stars one. That went dun, 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 dun. That's all piano right there.
Which one?
I might need to play it again.
All right, play it again. I probably don't like it either. I just don't like their brand of piano rock. I don't know. What do you even call it? What are they, a rock band? Is Coldplay a rock band? They play rock and roll music? What do they play?
They're a pop band.
Adult contemporary pop rock. Like, you know, I don't know. If I like their songs better, I'd have a completely different. And I understand why people like them. It's not like they're bad musicians, and it's not like that fella has a bad voice or anything. It's just, I don't know. There's something about it. I just, get out of here. It sounds like an EDM song. Yeah, I don't like this. I don't like their piano. The way they play piano annoys me. Turn this off. We're going to play some real bad. Come back with some Ray Charles in the next segment. That's a guy playing the piano.
I'll come back with Steve Joplin.
Scott Joplin, actually. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. That's your New England Nightly News, the one thing that happened at the show last night. Oh, geez, you know what? Dave, can we get Dave in here? Dave, if you're on video, come on in here. Dave was at the concert last night. I meant to go to him much, much sooner. But he was boots on the ground at the concert. Dave, I'll give you a second to make your way down the hallway. They put the video people as far away from the studio as they possibly can, which, thank God, by the way. But, yeah, here he is. Dave is grabbing a microphone in the producer studio. You were at the show last night.
I was.
Now,
yes.
Did you see Ted or anybody else? Any of the other EEI people who were there?
I think Ted went Tuesday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, yeah, I was there last night.
So, where were you sitting? Were you sitting near these people?
No, I'm pretty sure I was on the other side. They were on, like, the right side. I was on the left with my family, but,
What song were they doing?
So, it was in between. It's this, they call it the Jumbotron song, where so the whole premise of it is, you know, they'll zoom in on people, and he'll make lyrics on the spot about them.
And they do this, like, all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of videos of it. The first guy, it was like his birthday, so they sang happy birthday and all that. And then they go to this couple, and you're like, okay, normal couple. Then the dude just drops down below the camera, and you're like, okay, well, they're up to no good.
Okay, like, so they were going to sing a song about that couple. Because everyone's like, oh, if they had just stayed there holding each other, then this wouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah.
Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
That's pretty good by him right there. I wonder how many times that's happened. How many times they zoomed in on a couple and they were like, no, not us. It's probably happened more than once, I would think. This is, you know, sin-filled world that we live in. So what was the reaction?
Well, I was very confused. People around me were confused. It seemed like it was just a whole state of confusion. They moved on pretty quickly, but even it felt like the camera guy didn't know what to do. Like, they panned to another person, made a song about them. Then they went to another couple, and Chris Martin's like, you guys are a couple, right? Like, just making sure. But yeah, that was about it, yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, if I don't know how well-versed these people were in the Coldplay show, but you go to a concert of a band that has a Jumbotron song, where they just freestyle a song about the people on the Jumbotron, you could be on the Jumbotron. That's, wow. I can see why they picked them. They were an attractive-looking couple, you know, like for a couple of old
times. Yeah, the way it was looking, they had the guy's arm around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably just stick to holding hands.
Yeah, or not doing any of that since, you know, you're married to other people. You could also do that. But, yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Boots on the ground. That's David Azar. He runs our video with some insight into what we all saw. secondhand. He saw it firsthand. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the ESPYs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And Shane Gillis a little bit next.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
I can play this song. This is the Entertainer? Or is this Maple Leaf Rick?
This is Maple Leaf Rick.
Yeah, Maple Leaf Rick. It's a banger. Joplin was in his bag with this one. All right, you can turn this down. That was Shane Gillis at the ESPYs last night. One of the better jokes that he had in his monologue. I thought his monologue was mostly good. I'm a Shane Gillis fan. I think he's really, really funny. I love his stand-up. I thought he was great on SNL. Some of his SNL sketches. The SNL sketch where he goes to the church in Jamaica is one of my favorite sketches ever. Like, in the history of SNL. I thought that was so funny. And a couple of beers, that was one recently. Dad's House, there's some good ones. He's very, very funny. And I thought that he had some major hits last night, including that one, which, I'll be honest, I mean, listen, when they showed that woman, I was like, okay, I'm not familiar with her, but everyone's clapping, and it wasn't a WNBA player. It was pretty good. There were some other jokes that he had that I enjoyed, and we have a couple of minutes here. So let's hear what he said about Bill Belichick.
Shohei Ohtani couldn't make it tonight. Man, I hope his interpreter didn't bet that he was going to be here. Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions, pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime. They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar.
Stop. Every one of the books that he mentions, the actual one, not the weird version that he's giving, are books that I read to my son when I put him to bed. Like, we have a rotation of books. the very hungry caterpillar, not the very horny caterpillar, the very hungry caterpillar is like number three in the rotation. Go on.
The little engine that could but needed a pill first.
That's pretty good.
And of course, the classic goodnight boobs. That was my favorite one.
All right. Goodnight boobs, not quite as good as the little engine that could but needed a pill first and or the very horny caterpillar. Those were much better. But still pretty good. Pretty solid all around. And then, of course, I just had my little Jeffrey Epstein thing. There was a Jeffrey Epstein joke last night as well.
Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but I guess it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
Pretty good. At one point, also, in a tribute to Norm Macdonald, Shane Gillis told the same joke that Norm told in the 1997 ESPYs.
It was somewhere in the 90s.
Yeah, 1997, I think it was. Maybe, I don't know, look it up for me. That it was Charles Woodson the year he won the Heisman. And he made the joke of Charles Woodson won the Heisman, first defensive player ever. They can never take it away from you unless you kill your wife and a waiter. And they panned around the room and they showed like Griffey and like all these people who did not laugh at all. Like just complete, like looked like disgusted with the joke. And Norm, I mean, Norm was, that's sort of like Shane Gillis.
Oh,
I
1998.
Like, 98. Okay. That's what I thought. 97, 98, around that. So Shane Gillis is not like, he's not like Norm in that way at all. Like Gillis is always sort of looking out at the crowd like, oh, am I doing okay? You know what I mean? Like he has sort of that, and that's kind of his part of his shtick and part of his charm. Norm Macdonald would just say something and then, you know, who's going to blink first? He did that on Weekend Update. He did that at the ESPYs. He does it in his stand-up. He used to go on, like, podcasts and stuff like that and just tell a joke and give you nothing. Just, there's the punchline. Here it is, and I'm just staring at you. And that was it. And when he sort of looked around the room after telling that OJ joke, and everybody, Griffey and everybody just glaring at him, just pissed off. Oh, what a moment that was. It wasn't quite the same with Gillis, but I thought it was a nice tribute anyway. And all in all, I thought Gillis did a nice job. Team of the year was the Oklahoma City Thunder. Lame. Or no, it was the Eagles. Sorry, it wasn't the... Gildas Alexander won Male Player of the Year. But Team of the Year ended up going to the Eagles, which I was a little surprised by. I was a little surprised. I thought it was going to be the Florida Panthers. I thought the Panthers were going to win Team of the Year. And I think they should have. And this is me saying this as the number one Panthers hater in the world. I hate the Panthers. I think the Panthers are a bunch of low-down, dirty, no-good words I can't say on the radio, even at this time of night. So I won't. But they should have been Team of the Year. I think they should have been Team of the Year over the Eagles. And the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But it's not, you know, you don't just give it to whoever wins the Super Bowl. There were some teams on there I didn't know. There was like a women's rugby team, which I was not familiar with. There was a soccer team also that I didn't really know. So, like, it's the ESPYs, so they're going to cover everything. But I thought Gillis did a pretty good job. And Drewski, are you familiar with Drewski?
I know the name. I'm not really familiar with his work.
So I've only ever seen, like, some of his videos. He does, like, this whole thing now. He has, like, this whole show. But he used to just make video, you know? He was like Logan Paul or, you know, some of these guys that were just making, like, Vine. Remember Vines back in the day? Like, making, like, short Vines and, you know, short little comedy videos on the internet. And now he's this megastar. And he was in, like, those ads with Giannis where he was like, how about $10,000? Like, those are pretty funny. He's really funny. And I thought he was funny last night, too. So all in all, you know, ESPYs is what it is. Only thing to talk about. I'm talking about it. Pretty good show last night. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Red Sox expectations here in the second half. We're going to talk about this gauntlet of games here, these nine games against the Cubs, Phillies, and Dodgers. And how are the Red Sox going to fare through that? What do you think they're going to do? How well should they do? And is there a tipping point of futility that they can show you that will have you reconsidering whether or not this team is worth investing into the trade deadline? And more importantly, is there a tipping point like that for ownership and upper management? We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.